is your favorite villain? Today's show is all about crafting villains, both on the page and in the flesh. But today's show is a little bit different. Joining us is Mary Imagination. Mary is a scare actor, but she also just published her first horror novel. And so coming up on today's show, Mary performs a chapter from her new novel, and then we talk a little bit about what goes into a great character.
Hello, listeners of the Haunted Attraction Network podcast. Welcome to this episode. I am Mary Imagination, and I'm here to open this up with an excerpt from my debut horror novel, We Are the Monsters. I hope you enjoy this little tale of terror. Chapter 13, The Haunted Woods. Jenny takes a brisk walk through the woods to get some fresh air and clarity. So much has happened. She believes the woods are the best place to get answers. She has always felt connected to nature and loves everything about it. The beauty and savagery excite her. Hell, if I would have gone to college, I would have loved to study transcendentalism and perhaps write like Emerson or Thoreau. To have traveled our beautiful country and to see all the different ways nature takes shape. Lucien's description of the forest echoes softly at the back of her mind, but she doesn't take them to heart. Jenny has never been superstitious. To her, superstition are the fears that people conjure of the unknown. Their imaginations go wild with all of the horrific possibilities that may transpire if they don't perform a certain ritual or if they make a misstep. She sits on the soft grass at the foot of a tall, mighty oak tree. Jenny inhales the crisp, fresh air and looks up at the sun's rays dancing through the leaves and branches. It's peaceful here. I am a wanted renegade back home, and David tried to kill me. God knows what the mistress or Lucien want with me. Is she aware that I'm here? Does she want to kill me too? Jenny digs her fingers under the cool, damp dirt and intertwining them with the green blades of grass. Her mind wanders on. I wanted to die once, not too long ago, to be at peace, floating, to become one with nature, decompose, and to help fuel the growth of something beautiful. Now I'm here, at a place no one else dares to venture to. How ironic. The wind picks up as time passes on by. The sun shifts into the late afternoon and the temperature in the woods drop. Jenny crosses and rubs her arms as the chill setting in. The wind whistles through the branches and her mind fills with voices whispering to her. The voices of many people fading in and out, surrounding her. An elderly man moans, "Another arduous evening." A young woman's voice echoes off from the distant heart of the woods. Where is it I roam? Home. There's a high-pitched wailing of a woman reverberating from behind her, crying out in desperation. The noose becomes tighter. The voices of men and women overlap and multiply upon each other, with the despondent sounds of weeping following them. Help us! Help us! Help us! A young man screams out in fear from above her. I am between the devil and the deep blue sea. Another man's wavering voice shudders from what sounds like inches from her left ear. I can't breathe. Is this what hell is like? An elderly woman's voice cries out, echoing around Jenny. Oh God, why have you abandoned us? A little girl's voice whines and begs into Jenny's right ear. It's cold here. Help us. Then she could hear the cries of an infant bouncing off the trees. Deep growling sounds burst from behind her and crawls up her spine. I can hear you breathe. I can feel your warmth. She is spooked by the sudden rage of the voices and chills run down her spine. There's a quick movement of foliage and rustling of the leaves upon the ground. The sounds of footsteps scurrying fill her with dread. She turns to see who ran behind her. Hello? The voices haunt her mind as she rises up from her resting place. The girl who yearns for death so much understands so little. There are no answers. What? She jumps when she sees a shadow walk past some trees a few feet away. Her heart races, and the hair on the back of her neck stands on their ends. She has never felt as afraid while alone. I'm not alone. She turns to head back to Lucien's house, but the path she followed here is gone, and she is suddenly lost in the middle of the wood. A dark shadow is pursuing her from the direction before her. The voices grow louder as she panics. We want you, Jenny! Jenny turns to run with the forest spinning around her as she becomes increasingly disoriented and delirious. The voices continue to taunt her. Ungrateful girl! There is a screaming and cackling of the voices surrounding her and penetrating her mind. An elderly man's voice threatens her. We know what makes your blood turn cold. The cackling persists all around as the deep voice growls at her. We know what terrifies you. All the voices belonging to the spirits of the wood join and rise up in crescendo. You can run, but you can never escape from death. She runs into the shadow of a large tree. The voices all clamor together to form one incoherent scream. Jenny looks up to discover the shadow chasing her is David, and his black eye staring down at her. She sees her horrified expression reflected in his silver mask. Jenny screams bloody murder as he stabs her thigh with his hunting knife. He yanks it out of her flesh as she crashes face down onto the ground, and she screams out in tremendous pain. She continues to scream as tears run down her cheeks, but stops as she gets a grip onto the grass beneath her. David was not my beginning, and he will not be my end. She turns to him as he kneels down over her. She screams and begins punching him. He doesn't move or flinch from her ineffective defense. David removes his mask to reveal his stitched face to be further along in decay, his dead green and yellow skin drooping down with a mixture of blood, pus, and maggots dripping down onto Jenny. She stops fighting back due to shock from the disgusting, stinking horror leaking on her. He proceeds to strip his clothes as she is freaking out over his insides welling up on her face. She screams at the top of her lungs with the cold air stinging her throat. Her mind spins. Oh my God, he's deteriorating on me! She squeezes her eyes shut to prevent the gore from entering her eyes. Jenny can feel his gloved hands pin her to the ground as rotting hands of the dead burst from the soil and grab at her. A faint and eerie voice pierces through the chaos. Jenny! Jenny! Everything disappears as the voices become loud and clear. Jenny! It's okay! You'll be okay! Lucien picks her off the ground and holds her in his arms while kneeling on the cold dirt. Shh! You need to return. She continues to hyperventilate, but opens her eyes to discover the nightmare fading in and out with reality with vibrant green colors. She closes her eyes and opens to see the flickering visage of Lucien holding her and his voice calling out to her. He goes through breathing techniques to help calm her. Take a slow, deep breath in. She tries as her rapid breathing decreases over the passing minutes and out. You're okay, Jenny. Just keep breathing. Jenny calms down until her breathing is deep, slow, and even. She is still dazed and disoriented, but notices something strange about Lucien's eyes. They're so much like David's. He inquires, are you okay now? I'm fine, just confused. She tries to collect herself. Was that a nightmare? It felt so real. Lucien gives her the truth. I have told you that this forest is haunted. But ghosts aren't real, doubt dances in her mind. Lucien gives her a look of disappointment in his hand, helping her off the ground. They head towards his house as he continues. You need to keep an open mind, Jenny. You probably don't remember due to the drugs, but during our first conversation, you were worried that I would think that your story is crazy. Well, it is, she adds in her mind. The world is filled with mysteries, and you need to keep an open mind if you are to survive. There are much more wild and fantastic things that exist beyond ghosts.
Mary, first, tell us about your novel and about the villains that you've created for it.
So, We Are the Monsters is basically like a coming-of-age horror story about two teens, their best friends, David and Jenny, and they're living through life in a very sanctimonious world where they're the weirdos and nobody quite likes them for being who they are. But a turn of unfortunate events turn their lives upside down, and they discover the world is not as normal as it seems to be, a world full of monsters, madmen, and mayhem. So there's actually multiple villains in my book, because what's more fun than one villain? So a few of them, the main ones are the mistress, and then the suicide doctor. There's also, I consider, even though she is kind of like an anti-hero, I still consider the character of V as a villain, and there's Harvey Wallace and Aeternum. So with the mistress, she's kind of like a mob boss of a motorcycle gang. And she has this intimidating air about her. I made sure every line she delivers to any of the characters was always sharp. And to her character, there's sarcasm. And she always has to evoke the feeling of, I'm in charge, I'm powerful. That's her basic and major motives in the story. With V, she's a scientifically modified human being, but even though she appears to be a good person on the outside, there's always sinister motives with all of these villains behind them, and they manipulate the main characters to get what they want in the end. In the reading that I gave at the beginning of this podcast, David isn't a villain per se. He's more of an anti-hero that has a monster within him, kind of like a Jekyll and Hyde kind of personality. So not every monster has to be a villain. A villain is an antagonist going against the protagonists, which are David and Jenny. They have good motives, but they don't always make the right choices that are morally sensible.
What is the difference between a monster and a villain?
So I'm going to compare Graceful Gale versus Not Scary Farms, The Green Witch. Now, in all the mazes that all the years Graceful Gale has ever existed at the Queen Mary, I never took her as a villain. Does that make sense? She's always been like a ethereal, mysterious presence on the Queen Mary, not exactly coming out to attack you. If you're thinking of yourself, the guest, as a protagonist versus Scary Farm, she's like, I'm coming after all of you, Calico. I'm rallying up my monsters and we're going to wreak havoc. Boom.
Okay, let's talk scare actors specifically. What can scare actors do to develop their characters?
So during the summer of last year, during orientation for Castle Dark, I was teamed up with the DK Brigade team, and we were there to train scare actors. And so my class, well, my little thing, was to teach all the scare actors character, like how we're speaking now. But I had, instead of just speaking vaguely about character and say, oh, you should do this, this, and this, I had a whole list of every single character and backstory for every character. So, and then I spoke with every single scare actor saying, okay, so this is your character. This is possibly what your costume's going to be. And this is the feeling you're conveying. This is your backstory. This is going to be your area. This is the theme. And this is how, and I talk back and forth of how they feel they should convey that character based on what I told them, so I could get a feel if they understood what the backstory was. And if there was any confusion, I would help them through it and say, or give them encouragement and rile them up and get them excited to scare. Ta-da!
Okay, but let's dig a little deeper on that.
it starts with theme and then story. So you have to know what kind of story you're telling with your maze. Where are we starting in the story? Like, what's the beginning, middle, and end? A good one reference is Voodoo from Not Scary Farm, where you look at the maze and you're outside of a house in New Orleans and you go inside. I'm going to reference the key room, and you're in a voodoo shop, and then you go from in there to outside into the New Orleans area. So it's all about that theme and story, and then you create the characters from that theme and story. Here's the thing. You can't have the character without having those broad strokes, like, and doing all your research. Research is such an important aspect of this. In 2014, I was the lead villain for Sinister Points Beyond the Mirror Maze. I was Bloody Mary. And so I'm the creature beyond the mirror. I'm the one that's ushering victims into the afterlife, otherworldly evil place. And so in my head, I go, okay, how does Bloody Mary end up on this side of the mirror? Why is she so vengeful? So I create a little bit of a backstory for her, that she was a witch killed, and now she's on the other side of the mirror seeking revenge to anyone who dares speak her name.
So as a scare actor in a scene, what kind of questions should you be asking yourself if the robust backstory and some of these things that you've talked about have not been provided to you?
What is your character feeling? What is the feel of the room? Are they a completely aggressive character? Like for Bloody Mary, that scene is mysterious and she's aggressive. There's a whole show that starts off where she starts off just looking at the people in the mirror. And then I come out bursting out of the mirror. It's also, you got to think about, what is the scare of that scene? Or are you scaring at all? Or are you just instilling feelings of uneasiness? Or are you having fun with them? It's all about what's in your environment and how is your character supposed to interact with those people. But in a haunt sense, the only people that could really achieve that are, like we said, the face characters. And maybe this is a big maybe, street characters, depending on the street character. You can't really have a slider who's gonna go, oh, I'm gonna tell you my life story. Sometimes it's just a quick boom scare, move on to the next guest.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today. Do you have any final words?
Thank you so much, Philip, for having me on your podcast. This is such an honor. I love talking about all things haunted attractions, getting into character, and all that jazz. And I want to just let everyone know who wants to create characters for themselves, for their haunt, that you could do it. You got this.
And that is it for today. From the Haunted Attraction Network, I'm Philip, and this was your Haunt News Briefing. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you catch our shows every Tuesday and Thursday. And if you like this episode, please leave us a review in iTunes and share this episode with a friend. Today's episode was sponsored in part by Gantam Lighting and Controls. It was produced by me, Philip Hernandez, with post-production and editing by David Swope, and music provided by Chris Thomas. And if you want to be part of the conversation, join our Facebook group at Haunters Toolbox. If you have news or a story to report, drop me a line at philip@hauntedattractionnetwork.com. And until next time, everyone, stay scary.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network.